Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Getting engaged, you know, or you need wedding bands, or you want to upgrade your engagement rings, now is the perfect time to do that. Because our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers are having their annual bridal pop-up shop. So starting yesterday, it's going on now. You're going to be able to catch this roadshow of amazing bridal jewelry at the Robert Irwin Jewelers in South Haven on Goodman Road and Airways in the South Lake Center. So, going into this Saturday, you're going to have the chance to see hundreds of brand new engagement rings, wedding sets, and wedding bands. Engagement rings and wedding sets for all taste styles and, of course, the budgets. And you'll have access to fantastic discounts and free financing. Take up to 60 months to pay on qualifying purchases.
Yep. And Howie's got deals for you. For a limited time, you get a free set of Apple EarPods with every purchase of $999 or more. You're going to be buying, so you might as well get some extra stuff. That's how Howie does it. Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For bigger, brighter diamonds, head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Complete details online at rijewelers.com.
Looks like Cincinnati is, we told you that obviously they were about to go down. That's going to become final here in just a moment. Iowa currently nursing a 5-point lead with 17 seconds to go. That's what I've got at this point. So they are about to go final there. Oklahoma is just we told you that early when we started the show. They were going to blow this game open, and they have. The tickets are gone, by the way. Congrats to Brandon for winning those tickets.
First pair.
The first pair. We do have another pair to give away as well. But it is now 85-57. Oklahoma is just destroying Ole Miss. And maybe this is the tournament of the Big 12, man. I mean, Texas Tech certainly has a chance. There are plenty of Big 12 teams in this tournament who have a chance to make some noise, and maybe Kansas is one of them.
I think Auburn's going to be tough for them, but you're absolutely right. Big 12 was a grind all season long. Those teams have looked good. They are tested, and right now we have the father of a Big 12 player. And matter of fact, he's the father of a first-team All-American. His name is Keelan Lawson. He joins us now, state title winning coach at Wooddale. Coach, we got to put a new title on you, state champion again.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Doing all right?
Yeah, man. How are you? How's it feel? We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you. Congratulations, coach, on bringing Wooddale its first ever basketball state championship. You do it with your sons. What was the feeling like, coach, to take it back a little bit?
Oh, man, it felt great, you know, to be able to do it with my two sons and then to go to a school that nobody, you know, wanted me to go to because they said there was a bid in school that you couldn't win. So by going on that, doing that and winning with my sons, you know, made everything great.
Now, coach, I thought you were just going to go back and be real competitive and give folks a hard time this first season with your sons and sort of putting a team together around them. When did you know you were going to win a state title with them?
Man, just going back, you know, just looking at the teams, mm-hmm. you know, I just looking at when my sons then was in middle school, we played against these same guys. So these same guys now are in high school. So I knew just having my sons and then getting the other pieces to go with it that we would be competitive, you know, because I've been, you know, by me being at the University of Memphis all the, for those years, I was able to scout these teams and scout and evaluate those other players on those teams, so I kind of knew if I get the right pieces, then, you know, I can go in and be competitive.
Let me ask you this. You're one of only two coaches to have led a city school team to an undefeated record and then a state championship. You did that at Hamilton back in the day. I know that one was sweet, going undefeated to get that one. More sweet, this one more sweet since it's with your sons playing. I remember they were babies. You know, they were small kids when you were winning at Hamilton. Which one's sweeter, Coach, the first one or this one?
This one is sweeter because, you know, my son had a chance to be contributors. You know, even though back in 06 I did have a son that was on the team, but, you know, he wasn't, a contributor. So we're now having a contributor, you know, on the team, you know, especially my boys, you know, it makes it great.
Did you put that? Did you take the gold ball with you out to Salt Lake City to watch your other sons playing for Kansas?
No, I tried to, but the principal hijacked it for me.
You know, Coach, a lot of people thought Northeastern was one of those double-digit seeds that might be able to make some March magic happen.
Say that again now.
I said a lot of people looked at Northeastern, who you guys played yesterday. They thought Northeastern was going to be able to make some March magic, but they were unable to do that.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Northeastern didn't shoot well like I thought they was going to do. You know, they was known for attempting, 20, 25 threes per game, making 10 to 12 of them. No, that wasn't the case. I think, Coach Self had a good game plan on contesting the, three-point shooters on the offensive line. So, I'm glad they won, but I know Saturday will be a tough matchup against Auburn.
What are you expecting, Coach, with that one? You know Pearl well. You've seen that team. What kind of game is that going to be?
Well, you know, like I said to a gentleman the other day, you know, a lot of those guys that play for Auburn, you know, the boys used to play against them anyway.
Yes,
a lot
sir.
Of them from Atlanta.
Yep.
From the Birmingham area. So, I don't think the boys are going in there, you know, thinking that, you know, it's a balance. So the boys know them and they know each other. I think it's just going to come to us. The X and O's and the coaches, the players, do what they do.
Coach, as a team, Kansas has been through a lot. I mean, injuries and, LeGerald is not with the team anymore. I mean, is that something that when it comes tournament time, you've worked in this business, you've been a college coach, so you know how it is. Is that something that you can rally around as a team when you get to this point and you can sort of use that? How do you sort of approach it?
Well, you know what you got to do when you approach it, because not only you don't know what you're gonna get with your team from game in and game out, but now the other opponents won't either. You know, so I think that's kind of the X factor. Because like yesterday, when KJ came in and gave the team some extra boost, I don't think KJ was on their scout report. So now, that's the extra edge. You know, that Coach Self has. Using KJ, as that X factor, playing them and not playing them, because a lot of people, didn't see that coming. So now when you're playing against Auburn, so now how do Auburn game plan? Because they got game plan with the fact that you got another kid that's, that's contributing along with the other guy. So it's kind of, hard for other teams just to really scout you. So, that's in Coach Self's favor.
I was going to ask you that, Coach. You've coached Dedrick and KJ. Josh Pastner has coached them. Tubby Smith has coached them. When you watch Bill Self coach them and you look at their games now, what's he added, Coach? I guess what's that Bill Self layer in terms of with your boys?
Well, one thing, Bill Self is a Hall of Fame. He let the guys, play. One thing that he told Dedrick, hey, look, I want you to do this. You got to do what I ask you to do. And when you do that, I'm going to let you have the freedom to do what you do. So, that's the thing, is just having that, Hall of Fame coach like Coach Self to come in. And one thing he does, he holds them accountable. And when he holds them accountable, he'll hold them accountable to a degree, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. So, by that, that's something that I think some of the other coaches didn't do, was just hold them accountable and then let them go out there and do what they are capable of doing,
yep,
as long as you hold them accountable. And I think that was some of the things that the other coaches didn't do. They was so more just trying to make them do what they want them to do and not give them the freedom. But with Coach Self, he gives them the freedom, but at the same time, he's holding you accountable. Do what I ask you to do first, right, and then you can do what you want to do. So I think that's the biggest thing, that he's No heads up.
Got you.
We are, of course, talking to state champion Keelan Lawson here on the show. Won a state title with Wooddale. He's in Salt Lake with his two sons there as they play Auburn tomorrow in the round of 32. Coach, let me ask you this. When you James Wiseman, the number one player in the country, who's obviously headed to Memphis, he won the Gatorade National Player of the Year Award earlier this week. When you think about next year and what that Memphis basketball roster will look like, how much of a, you know, I guess how much of an impact? I know he's going to make an impact, but, you know, how much of a ceiling do you put on that Memphis team with James Wiseman?
Man, I think they're going to do great. They you know, I like what Coach Hardaway is doing towards the end of this year. Now he's letting those guys play freely. And I think that he is holding them accountable when they're messed up. And then he's letting them play. Like you see Jeremiah get the swag and play. And I think that's just going to carry on into next year. You know, I just think the only thing that I see the problem that he may have next year that he may not have that seasoned veteran guy to reel them back in and open the floor. So then that's where his assistant coaches and his coaches don't have to tune into this. But other than that, James Wiseman is going to come in, coach going to hold him accountable, and then he's going to let him go out there and do what he do along with us, you know, with DJ Jeffries.
Coach, are you in a tornado?
Man, we walking, man. We just got through skiing, man. I just went on these mountains.
What?
Man. My first time ever skiing, and I'm, you know, walking, and this wind is blowing. So,
man, are you going down the mountain right now? Because it sounds like, Coach, I want to ski, man. I'm so proud of you on them skis.
Yeah, it was rough, man. It was scariest feeling ever, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, the last time I felt like that is when I was skateboarding.
This man skateboarding. I gotta take it back to the family real quick before we let you go finish your skiing. This is has there ever been, Coach, and I wonder if you know because it's happened now in your family, a Memphis player that's won four straight state titles? Chandler has done that now, having capped it off with one in Wooddale with you. Is there another one, Coach? Has anybody come up and told y'all one? Is there one right off the top of my head I'm missing?
Well, last time that I read on it in private school, you had Brandon Wright.
That's right.
Did it Brentwood.
Yes, sir.
And then you had Garland did it at
Darius. At Brentwood, too?
At Brentwood, too.
Yep.
But when it comes to public school, Chandler is the only one.
And definitely the only one here in Memphis.
Coach.
Right. That's what I thought.
Coach, before we
Oregon's getting a hell of a player, Coach. That's real talk. And I did pick Auburn against Coach, it has nothing to do with Diedrich and KJ, but I picked Auburn to beat you.
Oh, I understand.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you this. You mentioned it. When were you on a skateboard?
Man, you know, when I was growing up, I used to skateboard. I would tell my sons, man, with these vans coming out, they used to be called Van Halens. And I used to skateboard when I was young.
Coach, it sounds like you on it right now. It sounds like you were on the skateboard. I don't know why John Martin thinks black people don't skateboard. We came up on it.
Man, I used to do tricks with them, man. Instead of on the skateboard, jump up, put up with your feet, and then land on top of it. I used to do all this stuff,
that's,
man.
Coach, that's called a kickflip.
Yeah, I used to be on the BMW bike race. We used to go up behind, you know, back in the day. It used to call me preparatory school, right now, still branch. And we used to go behind.
Coach, you have been far too kind to talk to us on the mountain while you are skiing. Man, thank you for this, man. Enjoy Salt Lake, brothers.
Coach,
do not hurt yourself. Get off those skis. Oh, we lost him. He might have gone off the mountain, dude.
Stop, man. What?
I think Coach Lawson really did fall down the slopes.
Have y'all ever talked to a man while he's skiing down a mountain?
That man was giving you all he had.
Okay.
Bro, I have to text him and thank him, man. The fact that he's doing this while he's skiing.
The funny thing is you know, sometimes we have interviews and someone will be like, you know, getting in and out of like a taxi or something like that. And so it'd be a little windy. But when that one started going like that, I was like, man, he has got to be somewhere where it is just really something crazy's happening where he's at.
Bro, like this idea, bro, of Keelan Lawson skateboarding.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
And doing kickflips and ollies. Like, that is the funniest visual I have had in quite some time.
That is so awesome.
He went skiing.
Yeah. The Lawson's now, out there.
Keelan Lawson is a large man.
I'm telling y'all, man, the reality show would have been a massive hit.
It really would have.
Penny was like an executive producer.
I mean,
they should still do it.
Keelan is a national treasure.
He is, man.
And I know that it ended badly here in Memphis, but you can appreciate that man. He is perhaps the most interesting man in the history of the world. He knows the history of the Van shoes. He knows he skateboarded. He was trying to tell us before the wind got too violent that he raced, that he used to race his friends apparently on the skateboard, that he knew the tricks. He could do all the tricks on the skateboard. And we just hope that Keelan is not, you know, buried in snow somewhere and that there wasn't an avalanche because he did fall at the end of the hit.
I texted him. I've got nothing back yet.
All right. Well, keep us updated, will you?
I hope he's
okay. On to the NCAA tournament. Obviously, as it rolls on, it is final. Iowa moves on past Cincinnati 79-72. It is 95-66 Oklahoma over Ole Miss at this point. Texas Tech is leading Northern Kentucky by 4 at the half, and then Kansas State is up 10 on, I guess it's California Irvine, or late in the second half. So that is where everything stands right now. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.